Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a man was killed in a shooting in Roxborough. The questions that remain as the investigation enters into its seventh hour.
And in just a matter of hours, President Biden will take off for Florida. How the search for survivors is taking a turn as an island ravaged by Hurricane Ian reopens to locals for the first time since the storm.
And the opportunity you have today to connect with an officer putting their life on the line to keep your family safe. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. As always, we appreciate the opportunity to connect you with the news that you need to know. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here Wednesday and starting chilly again, but we're going to gain about 30 degrees throughout the day here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. That'll be great.
All the way up into the mid-70s this afternoon. It's going to feel really, really nice. But it's cool this morning. 43 Roxborough, 47 Durham and Raleigh, 45 in Clinton. It's 50 degrees in Rocky Mount right now. Beautiful look here at downtown Raleigh. The Capitol building all lit up. We're looking down Fayetteville Street. When the sun comes up, we're going to see clear skies. Really pretty out there. Now, the only place that we may not is up here in our northeastern counties. Halifax, Northampton County could still be dealing with some cloud cover, at least to start the day. This is a look at the low-pressure system that was once Ian. It will finally start to move off the coast. It's been pushing cool air into our region, so that's why our temperatures are in the 40s and 50s this morning. But as it moves away, we'll see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will warm on up into the mid to upper 70s for the most part this afternoon. It is walk and bike to school day in Wake County, so get out there and enjoy. A little bit chilly, jackets this morning, but as the kids are coming home, temperatures are going to be in the mid-70s. We'll climb on up into the 80s, but I'll show you why it'll be so much colder for the weekend coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Schrader this morning. I bet you a lot of these people probably have the heat going in the car this morning because it is chilly out there. But this is a look at I-40 at Rock Quarry Road. Right now, we are not seeing any delays across the triangle. You can see that indicated by all of this green on the map. All of our routes in Raleigh, Garner, and Knightdale looking good. All of our routes down in our southern communities looking good as well. 95 through Fayetteville and Spring Lake. Those routes looking clear this morning. Also in Durham, not seeing any delays. If you were in that area, I do have some drive times for you. The only delay we are seeing right now is this one, 85 from Hillsboro, just a 1 minute delay.
Michelle, thanks. We're on top of breaking news in Roxborough. Police are looking for answers after a deadly shooting overnight on Wall Street. It happened just before 11 p.m. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at the city's police station. And Naya, what are you learning so far?
Renee, we know that police are going to be putting out more information this morning about where this investigation stands, but also we know that this is believed to not have been a random shooting. That's according to police. Now, I want to show you some video just taken hours ago when they had cleared the scene. You can see from this video that there is pieces of glass that is on the ground, as well as you can see the caution tape. This all happening yesterday, though, around 11 o'clock last night. That shooting on Wall Street just off North Main Street. Roxborough police say when they got to the scene, the man shot had already died. Chief David Hess says the name of the man killed is not being released until the family has been notified. He went on to say that these senseless acts of violence in the community must stop. He says the community is tired of seeing the pain families endure from gun violence. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Roxborough.
A third person linked to the murder of a 9-year-old boy will learn his sentence today. Deval Magwood pleaded guilty to a conspiracy and racketeering charge. Prosecutors say he, Derek Dixon, and Antonio Davenport shot and killed Zion Person in 2019 in a case of mistaken identity. The intended target was a rival gang. Dixon and Davenport were sentenced to life in prison yesterday. We spoke with Zion's mother about the case right afterwards.
My baby got justice. He's not here. I'm going to forever be in pain. But to know that they're going for life definitely makes me happy.
We got justice, but my life will never be the same ever again. Ever. Ever. I don't wish this pain on nobody. Nobody. Ever.
Dixon apologized for the shooting after the sentencing or during the sentencing, and Davenport showed no emotion. New this morning, a big mess at the 616 apartments in Raleigh is all cleaned up now. Workers tell us an Amazon delivery truck hit a sprinkler line, causing part of the roof to collapse. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows the damage after 9 p.m. And as of 4 a.m., that work has been completed. No one was hurt, and this didn't cause any major structural damage.
Now to the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. This morning, President Joe Biden will take off for Florida to see the destruction for himself. His visit comes as the mission to find hurricane survivors shifts to a recovery mission with now more than 100 people dead. And for the first time, residents living on Sanibel Island will return to their homes after Ian snapped the only bridge to the island. President Biden and the First Lady are scheduled to land in Fort Myers around 1 this afternoon. They will survey storm damage by helicopter, and then they'll be briefed on the latest recovery efforts underway in the hardest hit areas. We will hear from the president around 3:15 p.m. on his administration's work to help those who lost everything in the storm.
And this morning, those people of Florida's Sanibel Island are in for a shock. The city manager is warning people returning to that island that the video of the destruction they have seen from the hurricane is nothing compared to what they're going to see in person today when they get back to their homes. Before now, road access to the island was completely cut off when the storm wiped out the only bridge to the island.
It's going to hit home. It's going to be emotional when they see their properties up close and the amount of damage that this storm inflicted upon them.
And officials warn the island will be extremely dangerous for people who will be returning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to be there today to tour the damage with them. And this morning, you will still see the impacts of Ian on the North Carolina coast. And coming up in about 10 minutes here on WREL, what to expect along a major highway through the Outer Banks.
The White House is trying to take action ahead of a decision today that could lead to a big spike in gas prices. Members of the Saudi-led oil cartel and their allies, known as OPEC Plus, are meeting this morning. They could decide to cut oil production by up to 1 million barrels a day. That's the largest cut since the start of the pandemic. CNN is reporting the Biden administration is now working to lobby members to vote against the move. So we'll keep an eye on gas prices for you. New this morning, gas prices are taking a small jump. In a 3 a.m. report from AAA, the national average is up to $3.83 a gallon. That is up a couple of cents in the last day, but about 6 cents higher than 1 week ago. We're seeing that trend in North Carolina as well. Today's average is $3.32, up from $3.30 yesterday.
This morning, Governor Roy Cooper and some of the state's top business leaders will celebrate manufacturing growth in North Carolina. From cars to pharmaceuticals, there is a lot to celebrate. So far this year, VinFast, Toyota, Eli Lilly, and several others have all announced plans to expand in our state. The projects account for more than 24,000 jobs and $14 billion in investment.
It's the variety of different manufacturing capabilities and products that are made here in this great state of North Carolina, right? So you've got John Deere, you've got Volvo Mack Trucks. The variety of manufacturing that's happening in North Carolina is really fantastic.
Today, SAS will host a Manufacturing Day kickoff event. We'll get an in-depth look at jobs and how companies are driving digital transformation. Governor Cooper and SAS CEO and co-founder Jim Goodnight are both expected to speak. That event begins at 9:30 this morning at the company's headquarters in Cary. Tonight, parents in Wake County can learn more about changes to student enrollment for the next school year. The school system is hosting a virtual information session on its draft of the 2023 student enrollment proposal. Leaders expect very few students to be affected by the plan, which is designed to reduce overcrowding in the classroom. Tonight's session runs from 6 to 7:30 and focuses on the southeastern areas of Wake County. There is a link on the district's website.
Officers with the Raleigh Police Department will have free coffee on hand around the city today to connect with you. They're taking part in National Coffee with a Cop Day. Officers will be stationed at various spots from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to talk about issues that matter to the community. The city's police chief says it's a chance to bridge the gap between residents and law enforcement.
It will make a huge difference. One, because officers will see that community members support them, that they're not just going to calls, going from call to call, but they're seeing members of the community come to a place where they can just have a conversation with them. Also, too, it really just helps us to, you know, talk about things that we may not have in common.
Officers will also celebrate the launch of the new Raleigh Police Foundation today. The nonprofit will support officers building relationships with the community as the city grows. The Durham Sheriff's Office is also taking part in Coffee with a Cop. Sheriff Clarence Burkhead and deputies will be at BU Cafe on West Main Street from 8 to 10 this morning.
And breaking here in the WRAL Live Center, within the last 15 minutes, the Nobel Prize for Chemistry was awarded to three scientists. These are pictures of those scientists who received that honor, scientists Carolyn Bertozzi, Merton Meldell, and Barry Sharpless. The three scientists earned the honor for their work in the development of click chemistry and bioorthogonal chemistry. Now, that refers to any chemical reaction that can occur inside of living systems without interfering with native biochemical processes. By the way, Dr. Sharpless becomes only the fifth scientist to win two Nobel Prizes.
Thanks, Ken. 6:10 right now. Happy and full of life is how a father is describing his 21-year-old son as Raleigh police investigate his death.
I'm just, you know, confused and upset and everything. Everything just don't add up.
Coming up in an interview you will see only on WRAL, how you can help solve the mysterious death of Rodney Clark Jr.
And we're following two stories parents in Wake County will want to know this morning. The new limits Wake schools are putting on remote learning days.
And it's a beautiful one today. Temperatures in the 70s. We do have temperatures in the 80s by the end of the week. But I'll show you the cold front that will drop our temperatures for the weekend coming up. And it is a pretty morning out there. It's chilly. You're going to see a lot of kids out there in their jackets. It's temperatures in the low to mid 40s this morning. Heading out to the school bus this afternoon, it's going to feel good. Temperatures will be in the mid 70s. At the playground, expect upper 60s. So a lovely day to spend some time outside. As a matter of fact, if you're about to head out to walk the dogs, it's very crisp this morning. As that sun comes up, we're going to have a gorgeous sunrise. So if you time it just right, it should be really pretty. We're going to be in the 40s up until about 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock 50. If you're walking the dog this evening, temperatures should feel lovely, most likely right around 70 degrees. And we have some 80s in our forecast. We'll talk about why we're going to warm up so much and a couple of systems that we're tracking in the tropics. I'll show you where those are headed coming up. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Roads looking good this morning. Time now is 6:14. This is I-87 at Smithfield Road. But look at the map. It is all clear. We are not seeing any crashes. All of our major routes in Raleigh and Garner looking good, as well as Durham. 85 is clear. 40 is clear. So if you are up in that area, you will not experience any delays right now. I do have some drive times for you around Raleigh. We are not seeing any delays.
Michelle, thanks. More people are reporting child pornography here in North Carolina. The State Bureau of Investigation tells us the number of tips they've received on average has gone up every year since 2019. And when comparing 2019 to this year, it's more than tripled. Experts say the jump in tips happened when people began working from home during the pandemic, but has grown even as people return to work. The SBI is urging parents to be aware of their child's online activities.
Be involved with your teenager. Don't have a illusion that it's not going to be my child, because many times it may be your child and you don't know it. So have that conversation and talk with them early and often about the dangers.
When it comes to child porn arrests, the SBI says it's working with hundreds of law enforcement agencies, but it's likely they're not all being reported.
Former President Donald Trump wants the Supreme Court to weigh in on the documents taken by the FBI from his Mar-a-Lago resort. Trump's legal team is asking the high court to allow the special master to review more than 100 classified documents. Last month, an appeals court ruled the Department of Justice could use those documents in its criminal investigation. Trump wants the documents returned to him, saying he has a right to have them. All week, we have been sharing results from an exclusive WRAL News poll conducted by Survey USA. Tonight at 6, what North Carolinians think about a hot-button issue, the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. The abortion debate tonight at 6.
Now to two updates from Wake County Public Schools. First, the school system is setting new limits on how remote learning days can be used. State law limits schools to up to 5 days in case of an emergency. The Board of Education approved a policy last night defining emergencies as natural disasters, bad weather, public health issues, energy shortages, power failures, or any situation threatening the health and safety of students and staff. Remote learning has faced pushback for being in inferior to in-person learning. Meanwhile, the superintendent of Wake County Schools will remain in charge for another 4 years. The board unanimously agreed to extend the contract for Kathy Moore through June of 2026. She will not get a salary increase, but the contract will list her as Kathy Moore instead of Kathy. Moore says it's because it contradicts some federal ID requirements, and Kathy is her given name. Moore has served as superintendent since 2018.
Tesla is preparing to make another change in response to growing criticism of its autopilot feature. The company announced it will remove ultrasonic sensors from its cars starting this month. Now, its cars will only use its cameras for safety and driver assistance features. Drivers can expect to notice a difference in its automated parking feature. Tesla's facing regulatory, legal, and public scrutiny after more than 250 crashes involving cars in autopilot mode.
You have just a few more chances to learn about a big spending plan on the ballot in Fayetteville this fall. Tonight, you can get up to speed on the Fayetteville Forward bond proposal. The plan includes three ballot referendums that would issue up to $97 million to address issues such as safety, infrastructure, and housing. Tonight's information session begins at 5:45 p.m. at Massey Hill Recreation Center. And now to Pittsboro. You can take action right now to help the town create a plan for the future. Officials are asking for people to fill out a survey to help them figure out updates to Pittsboro's future land use plan. That's a guide town leaders will use as they consider development projects. You can find the survey right now on pittsboronc.gov.
You can still see Ian's impact on the main highway on the Outer Banks this morning. Some sand and water are still on the road, but Highway 12 is back open. State DOT says drivers on NC 12 should still use caution and not drive into floodwaters if they find them there. The road was closed earlier this week because of the continuing impacts from Hurricane Ian. Several secondary roads on Hatteras Island remain covered with sand and ocean overwash. Coastal flooding is expected to improve today along the East Coast as crews work to restore beaches eroded by Ian's waves. You can see where the ocean has portions of sand dunes in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. In this area, waves were crashing over those protective dunes, even at low tides, causing some major damage there. And we saw it breach some of the dunes, our coast, South Carolina's coast, all throughout the storm.
And because of Ian and the remnants of Ian, we've had cloudy, stormy, rainy, drizzly weather. Today looks fabulous. Yes, we're starting on the cool side, but Elizabeth, this afternoon will be fabulous.
We're going to climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. We had 72 yesterday, so a little bit warmer than that. Just beautiful afternoon. Right now, we're looking at just a hint of daylight there behind the horizon in Goldsboro. It's going to take a while, of course, before the sun starts to light everything up, but we're getting there. It's going to be a beautiful sunrise. Apex Chapel Hill, Durham, all clear. The view from Chapel Hill, of course, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. The thing that's been just bringing us cloud cover, bringing us the cool temperatures, has been this low. This is the remnants of Ian still hanging out off the coast, off of Virginia. We're going to see more sunshine. We saw some sun yesterday, so it was nice to break out of the clouds. Our northeastern counties, Halifax County, Northampton County, maybe a little bit cloudy still this morning, but those clouds should be dissipating as we get through the day. It is not over. The hurricane season lasts until the end of November, so we're still watching a few systems here in early October. Tropical Depression 12 formed late yesterday. It's moving northwest at 8 miles per hour with 35 mile per hour winds. It's likely to move off to the northwest and dissipate rather quickly as it runs into an area that's just not conducive for tropical systems. So it will be with us maybe another day or so, and that'll be the end of it. This one may have a better chance of holding together for longer. This one has an 80% chance of developing in the next 5 days. It's likely to pass north of South America and over towards Central America. You can see the hurricane model plots here. A few of those want to turn it northward, but mostly it's headed over towards Central America. And the next name, if it gets one, is Julia, if it happens to become a tropical storm. Departure from normal. So we have blue here sitting over us. That's where temperatures are below normal. The yellows and the reds are above normal. We have just a little band of some warmth that comes in on a southwesterly flow for both Thursday and Friday. And then a big batch of cold air comes dropping in. Could bring us some of the coldest temperatures that we've seen so far this year in the mornings. I shouldn't say this year, this season, in the morning. things coming up, say, like Sunday and Monday. 77 is our normal high. We're very close to that today, and a little warmer Thursday and Friday. It's all about the wind shift. Our winds will shift to southerly, southwesterly tomorrow and Friday, warming us up. And then behind our front on Friday, we see temperatures dropping back into the 60s, and overnight lows are in the 40s. So this is typical fall weather. It is up and down, up and down, up and down. You can see as we get into Monday and Tuesday, our temperatures begin to warm up a bit. The chilly nights really help our fall color to be beautiful. I'll show you where some great places are to head this weekend. Coming up, Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're going to start in our southern counties this morning down in Fayetteville and Spring Lake. Things looking good this morning. 95 looking clear, not seeing any delays there. And then we'll take you up to Raleigh. Not seeing too many delays there. We are starting to see a little bit of yellow on the map indicating delays on 40 westbound, but that's pretty typical for the morning commute. That tends to get a little bit congested. Durham, all of our major routes up there looking good. 85 and 40 clear this morning.
Thanks, Michelle. You will notice some extra precautions this morning after a school bus was hit by bullets. The boosted safety measures in Moore County after yesterday's close call.
And a decades-old record snapped by a big swing. Coming up in What's Trending, the out-of-the-park hit that's crowning a new home run king. And coming up on today, the lasting legacy of Loretta Lynn. The country music icon died yesterday at age 90. This morning, we'll hear from friend and fellow country music singer Martina McBride on how Loretta shaped the industry.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Now for a look at what's trending on social media this morning.
I'm not going to say it to their face, but get ready to see a lot of hefty bears on your feeds this week because they're feeding and it's Fat Bear Week. Each day, this national park in Alaska will post pictures of plump bears preparing for hibernation. And then you vote for your favorite.
Yeah, this has been a thing since 2014. So rangers put together that March Madness style bracket to pit the individual bears against each other. But for bears, fat is a good thing. It means survival because during hibernation, they lose up to a third of their body weight. So they got to pad up.
Especially in Alaska.
Yes. And with a big swing for the fences, New York Yankees Aaron Judge is giving baseball fans a new record to celebrate this morning.
High fly ball. Deep left. He's done it!
There it is. Judge hit his 62nd home run of the season to become the American League's all-time single-season home run king.
You can almost see the big exhale after finally getting it done. Everybody was waiting for this. He got 61 last week. But, you know, the buildup to it, the pressure, he only hit one home run in 13 games. And then he hit another one last night to get 62. Record alone. And he said now everybody can just sit down and watch some baseball games.
But still, it is a pretty big deal. Oh, even yeah. The Empire State Building in New York shimmered in Yankees colors for 62 seconds to celebrate that accomplishment.
Pretty cool.
Millions of dollars in new funding will go towards expanding magnet schools in Wake County. The federal government is giving the school system $13.5 million over 5 years. Here's where it will go. Centennial Campus Magnet Middle will become the district's only center for innovation, focused on problem solving. Wake Forest Magnet Elementary will establish a new STEM program. Wildwood Forest Magnet Elementary will create a new Academy of Arts and Design, and East Millbrook Magnet Middle will overhaul its existing program.
A man shot and killed in Roxborough. Coming up, the update on the investigation and what the police chief has to say about it.